Hello HBC, welcome back to our series in Ephesians. It's great to have you tune in. We are in Ephesians chapter 3, starting at verse 14. Ephesians chapter 3, starting at verse 14. Do get hold of a Bible, as we'll be jumping around a bit. This is a passage that makes sense in light of everything around it. So do have a Bible in hand and do turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, for ever and ever. Amen. Well, what a prayer. How rich. Let's pray that God will help us to understand it. Loving Father, please help us to understand this prayer, so rich with truths about you, so much to know. And so we pray that you would open our eyes, give us that spiritual strength to know. Please be doing that in us now as we're watching and in the weeks to come. Amen. Have you ever wanted to go behind the scenes? Perhaps it's to go behind the scenes of your favourite film and see that movie star as they shoot that blockbuster. Perhaps it's to be a fly on the wall at the football match when the coach is having the pep talk with the squad. Or perhaps for me it's when I watch on TV 10 Downing Street and I see that door on number 10 and it makes me wonder what goes on behind that door. I see the engines of government. There's something really exciting about going behind the scenes. It opens up an opportunity to see what is really going on. And here in our passage that we've just read, Paul's prayer, we get to go inside the mind of Paul, privileged access behind the scenes. There we see the mind of Paul, the great apostle of God, who took the gospel to the nations and turned the world upside down. Here he is, inspired by the Holy Spirit as he writes these words. And we get to see his priorities and God's priorities for God's people. And I suspect as we see these priorities, there will be surprises along the way as we realise our own priorities are in misalignment. So Paul's going to help us. If following Jesus is like driving a car, he's going to help us make those turns on the spiritual steering wheel. We're going to think about this under three headings. The first is this, a prayer for knowledge. A prayer for knowledge. Now, as we were reading this prayer, you saw how rich it is. There is so much going on there. Do get hold of a Bible, because we do need to look at this quite slowly if we're going to take in everything that he's saying. Paul says what he's praying for his readers twice. He says it twice in different ways. So firstly is in verse 16 and 17, and then in verse 17 to verse 19. And as he's praying it twice, we get to see he sort of repeats it and says it slightly differently each time. But we see two big steps. Strength to know. Strength to know. See if you can spot them. I'll read it again slowly. So starting at verse 16. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Okay, that's the first part. Then he repeats it again. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. So we've got two steps. Strength to know. Strength to know. And we'll think about those two things. We'll think about know first, as we're under the heading, a strength prayer for knowledge. You see the language in verse 18? Verse 18, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how long and wide and high and deep. And verse 19, to know. So Paul's priority here is knowledge. Sadly, we often downplay this, or perhaps we only give lip service to the importance of knowledge. We say, I don't need head knowledge. I'm a doer, not a thinker. But actually, knowledge is really important. Both of Paul's prayers in Ephesians are prayers for knowledge. Remember, these prayers are showing us Paul's aim and priority for his readers. The primary application of Ephesians, the book, is to know what God has done for us. And I hope we've seen in the earlier chapters, as we've been looking through this series, that this knowledge really does transform our lives and the way we view our world. So a few examples. Do you have a Bible on hand as we flick through this? Turn back to 1 verse 4. Chapter 1 verse 4. 1 verse 4 tells us that God chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. The whole of history, it's not meaningless or stuck in cycles, but it's all going in one plan. God had this plan. He chose us before the foundation of the world. And to flick through to chapter 2, verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. Now, when we read that, we see that without Jesus, we were lost and faced judgment. So doesn't that change the way we view following Jesus? We are so massively privileged to be followers of Jesus because he has raised us up when we didn't deserve anything. Or maybe flick ahead to chapter 2, verse 19. You're no longer citizens, foreigners or aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. To know that the people in my church are my family as part of the household of God. What does that do to my view of church as I realise this is my family? God's household. What a privilege. And it would be an understatement to say that this knowledge is foundational for all areas of life. How do I serve God at work faithfully? It was an issue for the Ephesians here. And Paul deals with it. How does he do that? He starts by giving his readers knowledge of God's plan. How do I fight the sin in my life and resist temptation and Satan? It was an issue for these Ephesian readers. Paul helps them. How does he do that? He starts by giving them knowledge of God's plan. How do I have a godly marriage? Yeah, you've guessed it. It was an issue in the Ephesians here. How does Paul help them? He starts by giving them knowledge of God's plan. Knowledge, it's the spiritual fuel that drives our Christian lives forward for Christ. So let's be seeking knowledge in our lives. Pray for it. Give attention in our lives to God's word. If we're confused about what we hear in God's word, let's not be content to remain in confusion. Let's seek knowledge. But to do this, we need to be clear on what kind of knowledge we're seeking. We need to be clear on what kind of knowledge we're seeking. And that takes us to our second heading. Know God's plan and love more. Know God's plan and love more. Two things that Paul is praying that his readers and we will know. Firstly, the scope of the plan. scope of the plan. Verse 18, pray you may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and how high and deep. Paul actually stops there. The NIV translators have added the love of Christ because they think that's what Paul's praying that they would know. But actually, Paul does stop there, and those dimensions could just as much be applied to God's plan as a catch-all for everything that we've been seeing in Ephesians. Know how God's plan is bigger than we could ever imagine. Know how high Jesus is, higher and above any power than we could ever imagine. See, God's wisdom is greater than we could know. We were lower than we ever realised. The heavens being brought together under Christ, wider than we can ever imagine. Know the scope of God's plan. You might be aware that there are two prayers in Ephesians. The first one we could say is, know God's plan. The second one, know God's plan more and more. More and more. It's greater than we could ever imagine. No wonder verse 14. Have a look at verse 14. For this reason, I kneel before the Father. He's just amazed by what he sees. So the scope of the plan, that's the first thing Paul wants us to know. The second thing is the love of God. The love of God. Verse 19. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge. To know this love that surpasses knowledge. It's really important for these Ephesian believers to know God's love, because Paul was about to call them and us reading to some really difficult things. He's going to call them to love when their Christian brothers and sisters were being unloving. Forgiveness. He's about to call husbands to love wives as Christ loved the church. And Christ died for the church. We need love. Where do we find these resources to do that? We find them as we know the love of God and what he's done for us. We're more loved than we can ever imagine. Picture the person you love the most. Family member, a parent, a spouse, Christian brother or sister, sibling. God loves us even more than that. And we've seen, haven't we, in these earlier chapters, that God's love isn't about what we do. It's not something intrinsically good about us that made God love us. It's all God's character. It's all God's character. Love, that's his nature. And he's demonstrated it as we've read about him loving us and raising us up with Jesus. And so as we've read Ephesians, we know that Paul is not exaggerating. This love is so big. God loved us even when we were rebelling against him. And because of this, because God's love and God's plan is so great, this growing in knowledge, it's a lifetime's work. It's a lifetime's work. There'll always be more to know about God and his plan. It's like we're standing on a hill in the South Downs, and you see these valleys, and it's as if the visibility is getting slowly better and better. And as that visibility gets better, you can see villages and tiny little cars that you couldn't see before, and you can see further out to the sea than ever before. God's love and God's plan is like that. We grow in knowledge and we see those contours and that panorama of God's love in greater clarity as we grow and grow. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting to know that God is more amazing than we can imagine, and he's revealing himself to us through his word one step at a time? Growing in knowledge. It's a lifetime's work. We don't just grow in knowledge for the first 10 years of following Jesus and then we plateau and we just think, well, I know all there is to know for now, and when I get to heaven, I guess I can know the rest. No, it just keeps going on and on. It's progressing, more to know. And this is Paul's priority for our whole lives, a lifetime's work. Now, to be sure, growing in knowledge, I don't mean, I never knew that Ephesus was in modern day Turkey. Now, that's just data. I mean, more like, I'm just amazed by God's plan. As I've looked at Ephesians, the more and more I am amazed by his love for me. Continues through our whole lives and even in eternity too. Some people have called it joy's eternal increase, looking forward to that day in heaven when God will show us more and more and expand our minds and keep doing that. Jonathan Edwards, the 19th century preacher, described it this way. Therefore, this knowledge will increase to eternity. And as followers of Jesus increase in their knowledge of God and the works of God, the more they'll see of his excellency. And the more they see of his excellency, the more they will love him. And the more they love God, the more they'll delight in his happiness. And the more of that they'll have in him. And if you think that's mind-blowing, then you're right. This knowledge is not natural to us. And that's why we need to remember our final heading, spiritual strength required. Spiritual strength required. This knowledge comes first to us through Scripture. We can't understand this knowledge of God's plan and love just through our own experience or our human reason or even by looking at nature. It comes through the Bible. So you can have a look at back at chapter 3, verse 4. Chapter 3, verse 4, Paul says, in reading this, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. Growing in Christian knowledge, it means growing in Bible knowledge, rightly understood. And that Bible knowledge comes to us as the Spirit works in our hearts. This knowledge requires spiritual strength. Revealed in Scripture as God's Holy Spirit enlarges our hearts and gives us spiritual strength. Intellectual knowledge, it's not enough. Intellectual ability, it's not enough to understand this. A-level certificates are not the currency of this knowledge. It's more like having a bigger spiritual lung capacity. Holy Spirit helping us to draw in more and more air. Have a look at verse 16. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. And where does this strength go? Verse 18. That you may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the plan, I would say, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. Strength to know. And God can do it. It's why we need Bible reading and prayer. Because reading our Bibles is a supernatural activity. We need God's help, and God can help us, and God does help us. So let's pray for strength to know. And I don't just mean say a prayer, I mean really pray that God will do this to us. Strength to know. God does do this. Verse 20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or even imagine. God is active. He really does hear our prayers and answers them. Answers beyond even what we can imagine, never mind what we just pray. And he's already work within us. John Stott, in his commentary on this book, described this passage as a staircase. You're working up strength, faith, love, fullness. Paul has got high hopes because he's praying a big prayer to a big God. God really does change us. Strength to know. It changes our lives, this knowledge. And if we question whether God can do this to us, verse 14 reminds us who this God is. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven on earth derives his name, the God of the universe. So let's pray with Paul and share in his priorities, and let's have confidence as we do that. Remember who we're praying to. So as we close, we've seen Paul's priority, knowledge, the greatness and love of God's plan. But strength is required. Strength to know. Let's pray for that. This is Paul's priority. It's what he seeks from God. It's important to him. Is it important to you? Is it important to you that you will have strength to know? Strength to know. Let's make this prayer our priority too, in our prayers and in our lives. Let's pray. Loving Father, we pray that over the coming years we would be able to say that we know of your love more and more as we have digested these truths from Ephesians. Pray that we would be able to say that and grow in knowledge. Please help us to desire knowledge. And we pray that as we desire knowledge and seek you for the spiritual knowledge, that you would speak to us in Scripture and show us your amazing love and your amazing plan. Father, please do that. We thank you that we can have confidence that you do this because of who you are, because of your great power. Amen.